A new report is warning housing affordability is becoming a major threat to teacher supply across New South Wales. Researchers say rising housing prices are making it increasingly difficult to attract and retain teachers, particularly in metropolitan areas where prices have surged far beyond income growth. The report also argues that teacher housing should be recognised as essential public infrastructure and calls for new policies to support key workers. The Wire's Mayabi Aziz spoke to Professor Scott Acott from Sydney's University of New South Wales to find out more.
One of the things that came up in a workshop they were running a couple of years ago with teachers, people from systems and some academics was that housing was becoming an issue for schools to staff themselves, and people were either having to move away to find affordable housing or people were just not able to stay working somewhere because they couldn't afford to live there. And therefore, we set out to investigate this. To do so, we looked at some large-scale data that we had through census. We spoke with a number of teachers, professional organisations, representatives from school systems, and of course, places like Homes New South Wales and the New South Wales government, to try to identify how affordable housing was for teachers. And we spent approximately 9 months workshopping these ideas with as many people as possible in government and the profession to look at how we could actually go about addressing teacher housing in New South Wales and coming up with some, what we believe, are pretty robust policy recommendations going forward.
Could you give me an example of what this looks like for teachers on the ground?
What we're actually seeing, and this has been a problem for some time, it's not particularly new, but it's becoming increasingly acute. If we're looking at median housing in Sydney being approximately 13 times a teacher's salary, which is well above the standard 3 times an annual salary that we would consider affordable. And even if we factor in the idea that you may have 2 teachers on the top of the scale, you're still looking at being seriously unaffordable in Sydney area. And, of course, this poses a major problem for areas that were once considered desirable and not considered difficult to staff. And in addition to just being able to purchase, rents are being pushed up as well, which is making them increasingly unaffordable, with the greatest at-risk group being new teachers or early career teachers. And as we try to replenish our teaching stock, as people retire, we need new teachers to be able to afford to live in these areas.
And what does this mean for schools and students?
We know from the literature that student outcomes are best achieved when you've got a stable workforce. And existing evidence we have from overseas is that if teachers are under housing stress, they're more likely to be absent from work, have lower staff morale, take more days off, and ultimately leave an area within the next 2 years. We also know from a whole bunch of other professions and existing evidence that long commute have a negative impact on your well-being. There's an opportunity cost when you're commuting, and that is particularly the case when we've got high stress commute, which we often have in the city because it's traffic, it's congestion, it adds a lot of those things. So there's an impact on student outcomes, there's an impact on student teacher well-being, and both of these things have a negative impact on how we actually staff all of our schools and make sure it's not just the lucky people who live in the right areas that get access to the highest quality education, because legislation requires us to deliver high quality education for all students, no matter what school they go to, where they live, or their personal circumstances.
So the report talks about treating teacher housing as key worker housing. What does that actually mean? And how would that work in practice?
Key worker housing, or essential worker housing as a broader category, has attracted a lot of attention in the last few years, particularly in New South Wales with the Legislative Committee inquiry. One of the difficulties we have at the moment is that key worker housing is bundled up as a policy area with social and affordable housing. And there's a lot of great reasons for that, because it's government investment in housing. However, how this plays out for the profession really matters. As social and affordable housing, there's a bunch of income thresholds which actually exclude most teachers, which means they're never going to be prioritised in a social and affordable housing policy space. What we've put forward in the report is that we establish, you know, in New South Wales, a new asset class of key worker housing, and this would actually free up government to make investment in key worker housing and potentially attract new investors, and it would actually build in key worker housing as part of public infrastructure so the state can guarantee that it will deliver on its legislative requirements.
So your report outlines a number of recommendations. What are the most important changes you'd like to see come out of this?
Establishing key worker housing as a new asset class, which is our first recommendation, actually has cascading effects that go through to our other recommendations. We would be able to attract new investment enable us to expand existing key worker housing stocks. If we use teaching as an example, there's approximately 1,400 stocks exclusively located outside of the metropolitan area. They're used as an incentive to attract people. We could then use funds for this new asset class to expand our existing assets through things like the Teacher Housing Authority. We could also attract new investment to replicate other proven models that work elsewhere, and also incentivize non-government investors into build-to-rent projects. And to do so, we just need the data to be able to identify the areas where housing affordability and housing availability are the most constrained for key workers, and the demand for them is the greatest. And that's why our third recommendation is getting that data that we need so that we can identify strategic locations where we're going to get the greatest return on investment from the standpoint of delivery of public services, and to make sure that we have the capacity so we can deliver the greatest quality of education for the children and young people of this state.
That was Professor Scott Acott from UNSW Sydney, speaking with The Wire's Mayabi Aziz.